Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 4th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. General anesthesia versus conscious sedation for mechanical thrombectomy in patients with acute ischemic stroke in the MOST trial. The abstract reports that several observational studies supported conscious sedation for endovascular thrombectomy in acute ischemic stroke and associated general anesthesia with poor functional outcomes. Conversely, recent randomized controlled trials have shown no difference in functional outcomes between general anesthesia and conscious sedation. This highlights a critical ongoing debate regarding the optimal anesthesia choice for mechanical thrombectomy in patients with acute ischemic stroke. The abstract's context emphasizes the importance of understanding the definitive impact of anesthesia type on patient functional recovery. Article number 2. Computed tomography radiomic signatures associated with neutrophil extracellular trap enrichment and first-pass outcome in ischemic stroke thrombi. This study integrated paired radiomics and transcriptomics from 32 ischemic stroke clots retrieved by mechanical thrombectomy. The analysis identified neutrophil extracellular trap enrichment within these clots as a predictor of first-pass mechanical thrombectomy success. Results demonstrated the potential for non-invasively detecting neutrophil extracellular trap enrichment using pre-thrombectomy computed tomography imaging. This represents a significant advancement for predicting successful clot removal and refining treatment approaches in acute ischemic stroke. Article number 3. Exploring sex differences in stroke outcomes. A comprehensive analysis from the SPAN 1 trial. The abstract establishes that stroke is a sexually dimorphic disease, demonstrating differences in risk factors, incidence, outcomes, and treatment responses between men and women. It highlights that previous preclinical studies supporting these sex differences often originated from single-site studies with small sample sizes. Therefore, validating these variations across diverse research settings, as intended by the SPAN, Stroke Preclinical Assessment Network trial, holds significant clinical importance. Understanding these inherent sex-based differences is crucial for developing more targeted and effective stroke management strategies. Article number 4. Increased incidence of de novo malignancies compared with malignancy recurrences in survivors of cancer undergoing heart transplantation. Cancer survivors undergoing heart transplantation demonstrated an increased incidence of de novo malignancies when compared with malignancy recurrences. For select cancer survivors who develop advanced heart failure, heart transplantation remains the gold standard treatment. This finding underscores a significant long-term concern in this specific patient population. Understanding the distinct patterns of subsequent primary cancers is crucial for developing optimized post-transplant surveillance and management strategies. Article number 5. Effects of acute exercise and 12-week high-intensity interval training on inflammatory biomarkers in stable coronary artery disease, a randomized controlled trial. This randomized controlled trial in 168 patients with stable coronary artery disease demonstrated that acute vigorous exercise and a 12-week high-intensity interval training program affect systemic inflammatory biomarkers. The research confirmed the role of persistent low-grade inflammation in coronary artery disease progression. These findings provide critical evidence for developing exercise-based interventions aimed at modulating systemic inflammation in patients with stable coronary artery disease. The study contributes to understanding how specific exercise regimens influence the inflammatory profile in this patient population. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.